U.S. President Barack Obama has reaffirmed Washington's all-out support for Israel. He's reassured Israelis that the United States is Israel's best friend and most important ally. He was speaking to an audience of Israeli students at a university in Jerusalem al-Quds. The U.S. president also attacked Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah, demanded that the group be branded a terrorist organization. Elsewhere in his address, Obama repeated his call for the overthrow of the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Obama is in Israel on the first leg of his four-day tour of the Middle East. Mohsen Saleh is a professor at the Lebanese University who joins us from Beirut. Mohsen Saleh, we have the U.S. President Barack Obama saying that Hezbollah should be branded a terrorist organization. Is that a message to the EU, who has refused to do just that?
Well, probably this is a lying message to the lobby, to the Israeli lobby in Washington, and to some Americans who are backing Israel all along. He should know, and probably I am sure that he knows, that it's one of the most disgraceful historical facts is this usurpation entity backed by the West and the United States. And America and Israel are both the most terrorist entities in the whole world. And he should know that if he is acknowledging Israel as a peaceful country, then he should really acknowledge the enslavement of his forefathers by the Western powers, because they were having a might. Might doesn't make right. Hezbollah is one of the most shining phenomena in the whole world, especially on in Lebanon and in the Arab world. And he knows when he talks about Palestine, that means who is usurping or who is occupying Palestine. Is it the Israelis backed by him, by his country? And why the Islamic movement, resistance movement in Lebanon or in Palestine? Why? Isn't because of the occupation of Israel backed by the United States? Who is the terrorist now? America and Israel, or Hezbollah and Hamas and other organizations who are defending their people and their countries? This is the most big lie in the whole world, and he knows that. And he wrote about slavery, and he knows that the African were enslaved from Africa by his country and by the Europeans and by some of the Jews, the Israelis, who are defended by Obama now. This is a big lie.
Very well, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you. Mohsen Saleh, professor at Lebanese University from Beirut. Thank you.